Oh, the gospel will overcome in a world full of sorrow, by evil overrun.
You're listening to The Dean's List, an analysis of news, culture, and theological trends from a biblical worldview. This is your place for intelligent conversation on the relevant issues of our day. And now, here's the host of The Dean's List, Dr. Paul Dean.
Hey, what'd you say this morning?
I said, Cruz, you lose.
That's right. I like it. I'm going to put it on my bumper sticker. I'm going to make a bumper sticker, put it on my car. Cruz, you lose. Hey, I told you.
I know it.
Character. Everybody say, oh, he's godly, man of character, better than Trump. Look, he's not. And his true colors came out last night.
If I
had the ability, I'd be playing Cyndi Lauper right now. True colors.
Okay. I really think he just misjudged how the people would take it. I can't believe he would do that, but
he did.
He
rolled the dice,
and it didn't work.
Backfired.
What does Snake Eyes or whatever? I don't know anything about gambling. But
I don't either.
That might be good. I don't know.
Snake Eyes might be good.
I don't know. Anyway, but it wasn't good.
No. Yeah. Hey, we're gonna get to that. Well, let's just get to that. Let's just talk about that. What are you talking about? He rolled the dice. That's what he did. He didn't want to endorse Trump. So he goes out there at the Republican National Convention, makes his own little speech. He's got code phrases and code words. I'm sure everybody knows that by now. Basically for the never Trumpers. So he's basically undermining the Republican nominee right there at the convention. Now, if you're a Republican, you just don't do that. Now, we're going to talk about what some folk are saying. You know, they like it. He's a man of principle. We'll get to that. I disagree, obviously. But I need to tell you why.
That's true.
But, you know, he's got these, like, vote your conscience. And the implication is, how in the world could you vote for Donald Trump? How in the world could you vote for this guy? He wouldn't endorse Trump. His campaign folk were pleading with him to endorse Trump. He refused. You had people in the audience shouting at him, just say it. Just say, before all the booing started, mm-hmm. just say it. They were trying to pull it out of him. He wouldn't say it. And so what he's thinking is he's launching his 2020 campaign. That's what he did last night. He used the Republican National Convention, a night that's supposed to be focused on unifying the party. It's supposed to be focused on beating Hillary Clinton. It's supposed to be focused on rallying the troops to vote for Donald Trump, and he turns it into one of the most selfish moments in political history.
You know, he didn't go out there thinking that, but that's what it has been turned.
Well, yeah, he probably
you know
didn't
what I mean?
Think, yeah, yeah. He didn't think it'd be viewed as
he
that.
Was he, thinking he would be viewed he, as
yeah,
a
oh,
man
yeah.
of principle.
Oh, sure. He had a big rally earlier in the day. Folk were screaming for him. He basked in the standing ovation he got when he went. He could have been a hero.
Yeah.
Because he had to know, and this is again, it shows he's not very smart. I don't care where he went to school or what kind of degree he has or what kind of debates he won. He hasn't impressed me one bit during this entire campaign season. I'm just
being
honest.
If you remember way back, he didn't impress me when it found out, oops, I don't give to the church. And I'm like,
well, sure.
You know, in my mind, that's a true test.
Well, I agree.
Real believers, you see it in their checkbook.
I agree. That's right.
You know.
Yeah, you look at their checkbook and you see where their heart is. There's no
so,
doubt about that.
You know, all those who out there say he's absolutely wonderful, I'm just not convinced.
Well, I know it. But I forget where I was going, which is fine. We're having a conversation. But
sorry, you were saying.
No.
He had his big rally. Everything was good.
Well, that's it. That's it. And he stood there in the ovation, could have been a hero, decided not to be. And the applause turned to boos toward the end of his speech. He was booed right off the stage. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And then, of course, worse, he's out on all the talk shows this morning, from what I hear. And I obviously don't have time to sit there and watch all the talk shows. I've got a real job to do. I did watch some of the convention last night after Wednesday night small group, Bible study, prayer meeting, the whole bit. I got to see a little bit of Eric Trump, got to see Newt.
Yeah, you were snoozing during Eric. You're going to have to redo that.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Thankfully for the new technology these days, yeah. You can redo.
I missed Cruz, though. I did read a transcript of his speech, though, this morning, early this morning. But I saw Pence. Now, you know, I'm not a neocon like these guys. I don't care what happens to Republicans. Of course, I can't stand Hillary, Obama, the Democrats. I mean, but at the same time, as far as political theater, it was really good. As far as speeches go, Pence's speech was good if you're a Republican. So, I mean, I give him credit. You're wondering how are Trump and Pence going to get along because they've been, reports that Trump really wasn't all for Pence. I'm going to tell you something. Trump had to like that speech. He had to do a Kirk Cousins on that one. You like that?
That's right.
I'm sure he did.
And it came across, well, it was just like.
Came out, gave him the air kiss.
Even the grandma, I mean, his mom.
Yeah.
On stage. I mean, you're probably not going to go there. I was just talking about that plagiarism thing. I'm just saying, I read one article where it was just like, this is Trump brilliance. Because they are putting her beside Michelle Obama.
Melania,
but they were putting Melania beside Michelle Obama.
Right.
All of a sudden she's looking like a first lady, maybe.
Yeah.
She likes Michelle. Then she must not be all bad.
Yeah.
Trying to get crossover votes. So, and that changed the news story from whoever the ghostwriter was, whatever.
That's another thing, and you bring up an important point that I wanted to talk about. I mean, by the way, we're freewheeling. We've got no notes in front of us.
I'm just saying he's controlling the news media, it seems like.
He is. Well, that's the point. I've got a couple of quotes here from a couple of articles, but other than that, Fox News, CNN, they're all the same. I could care less.
That's true.
I mean, I get my news from other sources.
They're fingernails worth of difference.
Yeah, but I'm watching them. And it is interesting that, the CNN folk, they're analyzing today a little bit, what's happening with Trump. And, of course, they all think he's an idiot. They all say he's stupid. How in the world could he let this? I mean, apparently he saw Ted Cruz's speech. He saw the transcript before he gave the speech. Well, how in the world could he let that get in the teleprompter? I mean, it's amazing.
He's brilliant.
Well, that's right. CNN still doesn't have
it
figured out.
He may be a pig, but he's brilliant.
I love him or hate him, you got to give him credit. He has controlled the story.
Absolutely.
He controls the news cycle. Like you say, your example was the whole plagiarism thing. Took the focus off
Ghostwriter.
Pig in a blanket or whatever it was. I don't even know what it was. I mean, I really don't. Don't care. He's Trump. Why do I care?
He made the ghostwriter saying that Art of the Deal made the pig look good or something like that.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't even know what that's all about.
Anyway.
So then he gets the story on Melania. And, of course, his belief is, and he's absolutely right, all press is good press. Even bad press is good press.
Hey,
it's all full-court press.
Who do you work for? The home lady, the one that went to jail for the stock?
Oh, yeah.
She made a boatload out of that jail thing.
That's right. I forget it. Martha Stewart.
Yeah. Anyway.
But see, everybody's talking about Trump. They're constantly talking about Trump. He hadn't paid for any advertising yet. The RNC doesn't know what to think. They're lamenting that. He doesn't need to pay for any advertising.
Everybody's yelling Trump.
And so now he lets Cruz go out there and make an idiot of himself. And frankly, it was a win-win for Trump. If Cruz goes out there and endorses Trump.
It's a win.
I mean, it's a win. You got all the Cruz backers supporting Trump now. Everybody can be happy, feel good about it. And you know what? Cruz should have endorsed Trump. He's a Republican.
Well, he signed a pledge.
And he signed a pledge. And I'll come back to it in just a moment. But even if Cruz doesn't endorse Trump, Trump knows that it's going to be seen as sour grapes. That's what it's seen as. Selfish, sour grapes. And all of those who, listen, not all, but a lot of Cruz supporters lost a lot of respect for Cruz last night. Not all of them. Some of them are defending him and trying to call him courageous and
a
man of principle and all the rest.
Today.
And again, we'll come to that. But a lot of them are like, I cannot believe he did that. He walked into one of the donor rooms right after the speech. These are Ted Cruz donors. And one man looked at him and said to his face, "You are a disgrace."
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine that? It was another man. He was so livid they had to restrain him physically.
Okay.
So not a lot of folk happy with Ted Cruz last night. And, again, it just proves who he is. He's all about him.
Well, he's all, you know. Yeah.
He's not about the party. Again, I don't care about the party, but Ted Cruz does.
Yes.
Or at least he says he does. So anyway, it's a win-win because now those folk, a lot of the Cruz folk are now saying, well, he did that. I am going for Trump. And a lot of the moderates and independents who are on the fence, I am going for Trump. I mean, it was win-win. See, Cruz could have united the convention. He didn't. He tried to divide it because he wants to be elected in 2020. And he's gambling. He's banking on the fact that Trump's going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to say, I told you so. And he wants
That's
to be
right.
the savior, and I'm the conscience of the party.
That's right.
Well, I got news for you. Trump ain't going to lose.
You know.
But even if he does,
yeah.
even if he does, Cruz committed political suicide last night. He just doesn't know
Well, even if he does... Nobody really liked Cruz.
Well, that's the point.
A majority of the people didn't.
Establishment didn't like him. He didn't have any clout. He had all these conservatives, again, duped.
Too many people just
duped conservatives.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, yeah, too many people just don't get the right feeling about him.
Right.
And anyway.
So anyway, so the point being, not to get bogged down there, he wasn't well liked. And so now he rolls the dice. It blows up in his face. And all I'm saying is, if he thinks, even if Trump loses, if he thinks he's going to be the guy in 2020, he's more delusional than I thought.
Than Romney? His little speech
yes,
that he thought might
yes.
bring him out.
Well, that just shows you not only how delusional Romney is, but how delusional the RNC establishment is. To roll Romney out like that, to think he could roll over Trump, are you kidding me? How about Romney, who at one level... He's the Republican nominee 4 years ago. He loses. You know, everybody's upset at that. He wasn't the guy. A lot of folk feel sorry for him. You know, they thought, okay, the mood of the country has shifted. But he's still got, you know, a measure of respect, right? And this is why the establishment rolled him out to try to stop Trump a few months ago. And after that speech and what Trump did to him.
It's over.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, how would you like, yeah. Now you're just a footnote.
Yep.
And no offense, I'm just laughing at Romney. It's not, I'm not being ugly, not in an ugly way, but like, anyway, it's, so Cruz, you lose. Here's what I want to say. I was going to open the broadcast another way.
Okay.
But I thought, you know what? You said Cruz, you lose. Oh, that's pretty cool. But here's what I was going to say. You ready?
No. Well, yeah, go ahead.
Crying Ted.
has Trump used that yet?
No. Well, not that I know of. Here's
has
how
he gotten on his Twitter account yet tweeted that
out?
Yeah,
here's how I came up with it.
Maybe
I mean,
somebody took that away from him. Sorry.
Well,
should
I'm talking with a friend of mine. He's a wordsmith, and in any moment, he comes up with these phrases. He's a master. But we're talking today, and he's just commenting on a thing. Calls him a crybaby, and it just popped into my head. So I got one.
That's good.
He's not lying, Ted. Well, he is lying, Ted, but he's also crying, Ted. So my friend says, hey, I'm going to tweet that to Trump. I'm like, you go ahead. Maybe Trump will
use
it.
He's already thought of it. Are you kidding?
Well, maybe so. But that's what he's on all the talk shows this morning. We never did finish that thought. You know, bad-mouthing Trump.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
that's
worse.
Even worse.
You know, now he's, got,
like,
now he's in a corner. He's got to push back.
Newt pulled him out.
Well, there's a sense in which Newt tried to put a Band-Aid on it. He tried to fix
wound,
it and turn a phrase and say, hey, if you think about it, Cruz really did endorse Trump. He said he's only one, you know, you should vote your conscience. Somebody's going to hold the Constitution, and there's only one candidate that's going to do that. It's Donald Trump. See, Newt did what he was supposed to do.
That's right.
But that ain't what Cruz meant. Cruz doesn't think Trump's going to uphold the Constitution. So anyway, it's just funny. It is funny. It is too funny. So here's another way I could have opened the show. Nah, I'd be bragging.
Yeah, don't do it.
Nah.
Don't do it.
I don't want to brag. Listen, it gives me no pleasure at one level that the man crashed and burned. I'm not like gloating. I promise. We're just talking about it. It's political theater. At one level, I don't care. I'm a Christian. My kingdom is not this kingdom. It's not the United States.
This kingdom is going to
be
obliterated.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't even
say
that right, but you know.
Yeah, well, obliterated.
Obliterated.
So, according to the Bible, God's going to destroy this kingdom. And we need to be more committed to the kingdom of God than we are. And so This is not like I'm gloating over the defeat of my opponent. Ted Cruz is not my opponent. You know, Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, I could care less either way. I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. And it's not just because I don't want Hillary to win. That's not really a good enough reason.
Well, you had said her back.
Hey, I didn't vote for John McCain. I voted for Chuck Baldwin. Now, who's ever heard of Chuck Baldwin?
Not many.
Well, he was the Constitution Party candidate back whenever McCain ran.
Yeah.
And then,
too bad the guy this time is kind of nutty.
Well, you're talking about Libertarian Party.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
that's
I don't
right.
know who the Constitution candidate is this time. The Libertarian candidate is Gary Johnson. Now, he is a nut.
Well, in our
And I'm
opinion.
A Libertarian! You can't vote for Gary Johnson. Not only is he a nut, he is. He really is a nut. But he's pro-death.
Mm-hmm.
He calls it pro-choice, but it's pro-death. We all know that. But again, not to have to explain, labels are not good because they carry baggage. I am not a member of the Libertarian Party. I'm not a member of any party. I'm a member of the Jesus Party. But in terms of civil society, I lean liberty. Because that's what the New Covenant pushes me to do. And if you understand the difference between the Old Covenant and the New Covenant, not only in terms of what the covenants were and what the purpose was and, you know, what it means, the New Covenant means even for salvation, but the implications for civil society, then the New Covenant's going to push you toward liberty as well.
That's right. It's not to enact God's law in the land.
Yeah.
It's to persuade people to come to Christ.
Well, that's it.
The freedom to do so.
That's it. But the reality is...
And that's what changes culture.
Sure, and that's the point. The government doesn't change culture, and God's means of changing culture for the good is not government, not human government.
That's right.
He ordains human government, but Satan is behind all of it, according to the Bible.
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but it's true.
No,
some
no,
people,
it's,
I've just heard some people talk on the radio today and say, it seems like, well, human government... is going to help out. Well, it's not.
No.
It's a Band-Aid.
It creates problems.
On a gaping hole.
Yeah, it creates problems. Creates problems that weren't there before. Best thing government can do is get out of the way and let the market run. Now, if there is a government, what is the role of government? To protect our rights. Anything above that, it's creating problems.
That's right.
Just protect our rights. That's all we want you to do. But that's not what the government's doing anymore. We're not going down that road. Talked about it before. We'll talk about it again.
Oh, yeah. Trump's big... spend money on education. You know, he's got some problems.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you start analyzing all of Trump's policies, we wouldn't be on the same page on a good number.
Yeah.
And so then, you know, within the question is, well, how in the world can you vote for Trump? Wait a minute, you keep saying not your first choice, you don't care, you don't like his character, but you seem to be saying you'd vote for him before you'd vote for Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio or any of the rest of them except for Rand Paul. And that is absolutely right. Well, you think Trump is libertarian? No, I don't.
He seems to be.
Then why would you vote for him? Oh, you
hawkish,
want to keep
war hawkish?
Well, hang on, I'm coming to it. And that's not just it. You know, you can say that, and that doesn't even mean anything to people. And I mean, it's true. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you. But see, I got a lot of pastor friends, and I'm fine with this because everybody says what's on their mind, what's on their heart, what's on their conscience, saying, "Well, I have to vote for Trump, even though I don't want to." Because a vote, if I don't vote for Trump, that's a vote for Hillary. Well, guess what? Don't care. I'm not voting for Hillary. She's despicable, too. She's terrible. If Hillary gets in there, look, let me just point this out. We all knew that if Obama got elected,
we'd be heading
the 8 years
the
of Obama.
What is it?
One world order.
Thank you, yes.
Yeah, one world government. We all knew it would be bad, but I don't think any of us really believed that it would be as bad as it is.
Oh, we had no clue.
We had no clue. 8 years ago, if you would have told us the things that are in place now, we would have said that.
Edict and
yeah,
judges.
Right. By Obama edict. And yeah, the Supreme Court. That's exactly right. Executive order and Supreme Court. We would have said, no way. Oh, it's going to be bad, but not that bad. It is that bad. Well, here's what I'm going to tell you about Hillary. With Hillary, it's going to be worse because Obama's opened the door, number one. Hillary's moved left of where she was before, number two. She's been forced to the left economically by Bernie Sanders, number three. And they're all about the radical agenda. It's not about America. It's not about liberty. It's about identity politics
globalism.
And globalism. And she's a neocon, just like all of her Democratic counterparts, and just like all of, except for maybe Bernie, even though I'd never vote for Bernie. But, I mean, he's basically a communist. He's a socialist. We'll just give him that. Moderate socialist. I mean, he doesn't believe in government ownership of everything, so it's not that I'm uneducated. I guess I'm throwing labels around. But anyhow,
being hyperbolic.
He claims to be a socialist. We'll put it that way. He's certainly for big government, wealth redistribution, the whole bit. He's deadly. Let's put it that way. Economically deadly. But Hillary and Bernie maybe another. I don't. You know what? I couldn't even tell you what Bernie believes about most things because I've never looked into it, because I'm not going to waste my time. I'm not going to waste 1 minute on Bernie Sanders. And the only reason I know as much about Hillary as I know is you can't help it. She's been up there forever. Good grief. Talk about a little oligarchy between the Clintons and the Bushes. And here's the Jebediser trying to get back in. Thank the Lord, you know, Jeb's out of the race. Anyway, don't know what God's doing. God could be, we're in the midst of some kind of judgment. There's no doubt about that.
Oh,
look
yeah,
around.
Absolutely,
there it is.
Yeah.
It's not because of what we're doing, we're going to be judged. What we see happening in our culture is the judgment.
That's right.
Now, the next 4 years could be absolutely worse. Or could slow things down a bit, or could bring things to a stop, or could reverse a couple of things. Don't know. We just have to wait and see what God's doing. Thought I'd talk about it today, but I'm not going to get to it. I don't guess. We can talk about it next time. But I'll just throw it out there in light of what I just said. Apparently, the Republicans, not that I believe they'll ever do anything about it, but apparently the Republicans have drafted one of the most, at least in terms of how we define conservatism today, certainly not conservative in historical terms or liberty-minded in historical terms. I guess it's more liberty-minded than Obama, but they say it's the most conservative platform in Republican history. Maybe so. I don't know. Maybe we'll analyze that a little bit. Where was I going? Oh, Trump. Cruz, I don't know what I was saying about all that.
Just
crying Ted. No, I've moved on. What was I saying? I don't know. Doesn't matter. Oh, we're talking about Hillary. Yeah, I wouldn't vote for Hillary. Oh, how can you vote for Trump? See, a lot of my pastor friends, vote. Yeah, that's their point. If you don't vote for Trump, it's a vote for Hillary. Well, number one, it's not true. You do need to vote your conscience. I agree with Ted on that in principle. It's just the wrong place to say it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Wrong time to say it. Which, by the way, bring me back to why I can vote for Trump, okay? But let's address that, you know, all these people that say, well, now I can get behind Ted Cruz. Yeah, he's a man of principle. He's not going to compromise, et cetera, et cetera. All right, well, I love men of principle. That's what we Christians ought to be. But if you're going to be a man of principle and not compromise, don't do it at the Republican National Convention. See, you could do that privately. You know what the convention is for. You're just invading the convention, and you're just being, I can't even say it. We used to use a term, we used to call each other this name when I was a kid. It's not vulgar, but it's crass. You know, you're just being a bonehead. Just being a jerk face. You know, you don't go into the, it's like if I were invited to preach at my brother in Christ, Presbyterian Church down the street.
You're not going to go preach on believers' baptism.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to walk
immersion,
in
yes.
to the Presbyterian Church as a guest speaker on Sunday morning and start blasting them for infant baptism. And, oh, he's a man of principle. No, you're a jerk. There's 66 books in the Bible, and there's more to preach on than infant baptism. You say, well, would you compromise on infant baptism? Well, no, of course not. The context, the situation, and you got to understand that. People ask me about infant baptism. Presbyterians want me to preach on it, or I'm at a conference, or, you know, say I'm somewhere and it's a conference and there's a bunch of people there and some preacher stands up and preaches heresy. Well, I'm going to stand up, say I'm the next speaker. I'm going to correct it. I've actually done that. But I'm not going to go into Lig Duncan's church if he ever invites me. Lig, by the way, Paul J. Dean Jr. at gmail.com happy to come down to Mississippi anytime, preach in your church. I won't preach on infant baptism if you don't want me to. I won't be Ted Cruz. Oh, boy. But see, I'm talking about infant baptism here. It's the right platform. I'm just saying the convention's the wrong platform. Ted knows it. He's just a jerk face. I'm just, you know, that's a biblical, that's a Greek term I've translated into English.
Okay.
Yep. So, what started me down that road? I feel like I was going to make a larger...
You were going to say why.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
He's not a principle guy, but oh, he's a man of principle. No, he's not. He's selfish. And you're just blind allegiance if you don't see that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, why am I voting for Donald Trump if it's not to stop Hillary? See, I had a conversation with my 24-year-old, 23-year-old daughter the other night. And it's sad. She buys into... now, look, she's very sharp. Don't get me wrong. This is not what I'm saying. But we haven't had an opportunity to talk much this summer. Both of our schedules are crazy. And so she hears the news, and everybody's talking about Trump's foreign policy and how out of touch it is with both parties. Well, that's because both parties are controlled by neocons.
Well,
and they're saying it's foolish. It's not foolish.
I also know
what we need right now.
Yeah. I also know she listens to, like, music that probably would be on a radio station.
Yeah, but she doesn't listen to that news.
I'm just saying.
Unintelligent.
Just hearing the other side. Yeah.
That's right. Well, that's true. It's the rhetoric that everybody's pumping. Yeah. Donald Trump is unintelligent, et cetera, et cetera. He's ignorant on foreign policy. He is not unintelligent. He has orchestrated this thing masterfully. He is four steps ahead of everybody at every turn. Not one step.
And he personally might not be, but the people he's got around him are.
He is.
Okay.
And the folk he's got around him. You don't think this plagiarism thing, it was orchestrated.
Absolutely.
The whole Ted Cruz thing was orchestrated. And listen, he's got some other stuff when he gets in the fight with Hillary. Trust me.
Some smoke like he came out the other night.
Yeah.
So was that not hilarious?
The point being, he's very smart, he's intelligent. But, you know, if you're just going down policy positions, yeah, no, I'm not going to vote for Trump any more than I'm going to vote for Christie or Cruz or Rubio. Well, then why in the world are you going to vote for Trump? I'll tell you why. There are some issues that are so important. They're life and death. They're the future of the country. They really are.
Mm-hmm.
And if it weren't for Trump and the fact that he's not a neocon. He's not a neocon. He is philosophically not a neocon. In other words, he is not as apt to go to war as all these other folk are. Listen, all these folk, Hillary, the rest of the Republicans and Democrats, they want to go to war with Russia. Listen, just like they did in the 1960s, do you know one of the reasons Kennedy was assassinated was because he ran on war, but then when he got in there, he realized we were part of the problem, and he was opting for peace, and he was doing things the neocons didn't want him to do. And listen, I'm not even going to say it about Trump, but I will say this. I don't know if he'll have any control at all once he gets in there, but if he does, he is far less apt to go to war. And we are far less apt to be destroyed
You've
and attacked
been
by terrorists.
The
That's
analysis
why I'm voting for
news,
Trump.
Culture and theological trends from a biblical worldview. To access archive broadcasts, go to trueworldview.net, where you'll find other helpful resources as well. The Dean's List.
And the gospel.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or iHeartMedia.